So ordinarily, JMEC has a monthly meeting. In the terms of the agreement, the peace agreement, JMEC is mandated to hold a monthly plenary. Now, and we've done that 22 times so far since creation. What has happened this time is that the chairman has decided that he should seek guidance, consultation with the chairperson of IGAD. And there are two fundamental reasons for the decision to do that. Firstly, as you will know, the revitalization process is ongoing. It's met now twice. The first for a week just before Christmas, which resulted in the signing of the cessation of hostilities agreement. And then it met again for 2 weeks in February, during which articles were agreed, some articles were not agreed, but chapter one and chapter two were being actively discussed. And the real reason that we've postponed the plenaries two reasons. Firstly, the agreement on the cessation of hostilities, protection of civilians and humanitarian access has been signed by an expanded number of parties. So we now have many more parties involved in the peace process than those that signed the agreement. The second reason is within the cessation of hostilities agreement under Article 14.5, there is an actual provision that JMEC shall be reconstructed, sorry, restructured and reconstituted to include all the armed groups who have signed the document. Now, JMEC pursues inclusivity and impartiality in its bloodstream. That's what we're all about. And so it occurred to us, it occurred to the chairman that in the interests of respecting the expanded number of parties signatory to this document and their desire for JMEC to be reconstituted, it was appropriate to seek consultation with IGAD, the chairperson of IGAD, just to look into how JMEC might constructively and impartially and fairly proceed. Because what we don't want to do in the middle of sensitive talks is give any party the impression that JMEC is doing something that might appear impartial. So we have all these new parties. We are very keen to make sure that everybody who is included feels included. And there was the thought that perhaps a JMEC plenary at this stage, without an expanded, without the reconstitution, should I say, might give an impression of it, of not being as impartial as we might be. So that's the primary reason why we've postponed it. Now, the chairman is at pains to say that this agreement, the agreement on the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan, remains front and center, right at the heart of the revitalization. JMEC remains up and running and an active part of this process alongside IGAD. And so we're not going anywhere. We're just bringing the monthly plenaries to a halt just while this process unfolds, while it goes on. The chairman has always said this is an event. Sorry, this is a process, not an event. And so we just need to give some time to allow these talks to
And
develop.
when are the next meetings scheduled for?
IGAD will announce at some point in the near future the next dates for the High Level Revitalization Forum, so for phase three of that. We don't know. It's not for me to preempt that. We believe it may be towards the end of mid to end of March, but we're not sure. Thereafter, we will have a better idea as to when JMEC can be, the constitution of JMEC can be considered, reconsidered, and then look to reinaugurate, reestablish the monthly meetings.
All right.